and another guy called Matthias. Now, listen to what happened here, because this sounds good. Listen, though, very carefully. Read very carefully with me if you're reading along in Acts chapter 1. And they prayed and said, "Thou Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show which one of these two thou hast chosen to occupy this ministry and apostleship, which Judas turned aside to go into his own place." So they're praying. It sounds good. It sounds spiritual. Lord, show us which one of these two men. What's the problem with that statement? Is they have chosen the two men. That's what's wrong with the statement. They even put it in a spiritual context. Let's pray about it, boys. Let's see what God wants to do with these two guys. Well, who said God or Jesus is wanting to choose either one of these two guys? Where did that come from? It says they chose them. It's their choice. They're wrapping some spiritual problem or a spiritual process around it, thinking that, you know, saying this obligatory prayer is going to give them all wisdom and knowledge in which one of these two men will fill the slot of Judas. And it's totally, basically here, a lesson we need to learn is Jesus didn't call these two guys to be apostles, to be leaders in the church. And then it goes on to say, and they drew lots for them. And the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. But it doesn't say that Jesus called him or that God installed him. It just says that they drew lots. Well, you know, I can throw dice. I can draw straws. I can, you know, pull cards, flip coins. As we do it a lot of different ways, but the same thing. And, you know, God doesn't have to be in that just because we've prayed. In fact, I think it's a very short process, personally. I think